Conservative activists are holding their annual conference near Washington. Christian conservatives, anti-tax activists, and the National Rifle Association held one of their first major meetings since the Republicans recaptured the White House. Republicans hold extremely narrow majorities in both houses of Congress, but many conservatives are pressing lawmakers and the White House not to compromise with Democrats, NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Senator Jesse Helms hobbled onto the dais with the aid of a cane. He delivered his speech sitting down. Helms said he was delighted to see a room in which almost everyone was conservative.
It's great to be with you. There's no 50-50 situation here like the one at the place I work, and you better be glad about that.
The Senate will remain exactly half Republican only so long as the 79-year-old Senator Helms remains in office. Last night, Helms spent several minutes denouncing false reports about his health, for which he blamed overeager liberals in the news media. He declared that he was nowhere near dead and went on to praise the departure of President Clinton.
We had one of the brethren who believes in predestination to fall down a set of steps last week, and he got up and brushed himself off and he said, "I'm damn glad that's over." And that's exactly the way I feel about the Clinton administration.
Down the hallway, activists set up their booths amid a maze of blue curtains. It's a sort of trade show for conservative policies. In one aisle, the Christian Action Network is handing out pamphlets denouncing the United Nations and gay marriage. In the next aisle, men in suits try to catch your eye.
Sir, you look like you could use a tax cut. You want to write your representatives real quick?
Certainly.
Okay.
Bill Turin works for Citizens for a Sound Economy. He stands next to a laptop computer, asking passers-by to write a letter to their congressman.
This is our audience. You know, everybody wants a tax cut in this crowd, so it's good stuff.
When a fellow Republican stops, Turin types the man's name and his address, pastes in some standard text.
Look forward to your reply and hope in the coming debate that I can count on you to take my concerns into consideration before you cast your vote. Sincerely, Grant Golovan.
And promises to send that letter, along with thousands of others, whenever it might affect the debate over President Bush's tax cut.
And democracy is very easy, sir. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Across the aisle, some college Republicans are trying on Bush-Cheney hats. Kelly Garbo came here from Ohio. She's wearing a green suit and carrying a black portfolio of her work on campus. She's curious to see how her new president governs with a Congress so closely divided.
It'll give them an opportunity to compromise, even though I notice some people here that's kind of a dirty word, but I think that good things can come from the parties working together.
But older conservatives here are denouncing compromise now that they've defeated what one speaker called the forces of evil. In a hotel ballroom, National Rifle Association President Charlton Heston rose to speak.
Bipartisanship can never excuse the willing surrender of liberty. And when freedom is under attack, sir, I say God bless gridlock.
Heston gave a speech over dinner. He offered advice to the new president in the voices of various characters he'd played in the movies. As Moses, Heston told Bush to abide by the Ten Commandments. As George Taylor from Planet of the Apes.
Now please, no monkeying around. We had enough of that during the last administration.
And playing the pirate Long John Silver, Heston offered a kind of warning to the new president.
You set the course, we'll steer it. It's a thirst for liberty that fills our musty cups. But let down your mates, sir, and you'll face the plank. Oh. No, that's God's truth, and my name ain't Long John Silver.
A decade ago, conservatives turned against the president's father when he agreed to raise taxes. Their fury contributed to his defeat. Last night, the new President Bush sent an emissary to pay his respects. Vice President Dick Cheney visited the activists here and promised to maintain conservative principles. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Arlington, Virginia.